FM 90.3 WJTL, Joshua Micah, moving through me. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:02.
Do you like us here at WJTL, and do you like our events, the Junction Center? Well, voting's happening now for LMP's Reader's Choice Awards. Now's your time to select WJTL for your favorite radio station and the Junction Center for your favorite entertainment venue. Voting ends on June 28th. That is Sunday.
Joining us live on the phone, Aaron and Emily House of Piercing Word. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Anybody you guys want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my family, my mom and dad, Steve and Cheryl. Good morning.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Aaron, how about you? You have anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah.
His family's in Houston, Texas, so they're probably not listening.
That's true.
Aaron, tell us about Piercing Word.
Piercing Word is a full-time nonprofit ministry based right in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and our mission is to ignite passion for the Word of God in the heart of the church. And we do that by performing scripture in dramatic and musical presentations that are taken word for word from the ESV Bible. So in other words, the scripture literally is our script. And so, that's what we do. We travel around to churches, conferences, colleges, special events, and we perform the Bible, and it's very exciting to be able to do that and ignite passion for the Word of God in the heart of the church.
Aaron, how long have you guys been doing Piercing Word events?
We were founded in 2007. The ministry was taken full-time in January of 2013, and right after Emily and I got married, and we took a leap and took the ministry full-time by faith, and God's blessed the ministry. Just to give you an idea, back in 2012, we did 23 scripture performances, and this last year we did 165 bookings over 250 scripture performances in 1 year. So,
wow.
That's
amazing.
So God's given a lot of growth to the ministry.
Now, I understand you have a new production coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a production that's opening this weekend called Parables of Jesus. It's an African-inspired telling of the stories that Jesus told. And so we're finishing up rehearsals right now. And our first performance is actually going to be at Calvary Chapel Church of Lebanon this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. So if you want to celebrate the reopening of PA, you can come out and see Parables of Jesus this weekend, Sunday evening. But it's running throughout July, from July through September. And so churches, conferences, events, special events, outreach things. It's a great opportunity to celebrate the reopening of your church services. You can book Piercing Word. We can come and bring Parables of Jesus to your location. It's a great opportunity.
If folks want to find out about booking you or find out where you're going to be performing Parables of Jesus, how can they find out about that?
If you go to piercingword.org, click on the Productions tab, go to Upcoming Performances. You can see all the information about upcoming scripture performances, not only Parables of Jesus, but our other scripture performances. We have a smorgasbord, as it were, of scripture performances that are available throughout the course of the year, including Ruth, Stewardship, Jonah, Sermon on the Mount, the musical, a lot of different really fantastic scripture performances that are all word-for-word from the Bible and really encouraging. So,
Check it out online. Yeah. Piercingword.org is the place to go. We'll talk more with Aaron and Emily coming up in just a bit, and we'll find out about a book that they are working on.